All right, we call this small talk to begin the program. He is Lance O'Brien. I thought I had a tough week. You've had a tough week.
I've had an interesting week for sure, my friend.
Well, we're not going to go through the timeline, but you have survived and you are here with us today. And I want everyone to know that in just a few minutes, we're going to open up the phone lines right after our news update with David at the bottom of the hour. All good. We want to hear from you about things that you're thinking about, maybe some of the things that we're bringing up, maybe your health care coverage, Medicare on it, things you're questioning, things you think can be better as far as coverage, co-pays, and more. So keep that in the back of your mind. If you want to phone in that third segment, we're going to take your calls because we love helping you. So let's preview our content. Medicaid, how do you say that word?
Redetermination. It's a big one.
Redetermination follow-up. More big news released relating to Pennsylvania's lack of manpower to handle overwhelming workload. So this stuff is affecting everything we do, including Medicare and their job. Go ahead.
Yeah, Rob. So we've talked about this off and on for the last three, four, 5 weeks, actually, and there's a reason for it. Personally, I believe this is going to have the biggest impact on people in our state and across the country as anything has in quite a while.
This redetermination, we talked about this last time you were here, and it was kind of just starting to make its way into the headlines. And for you to want to lead off with this, you knew then, as you know now, this is a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, our phone's ringing off the hook. People just don't really know what's going on. They don't know where to go. They don't know what to do. Obviously, we're seeing it a lot on the news. We're seeing it pretty much everywhere. But there's still a lack of a real understanding of what's going on. And then I think to couple it, there's a lack of workers, right? You know, there's been almost a 15% drop in the amount of workers that are available in the Medicaid offices to actually handle this. So just a lot going on with that. Obviously, we got our seminars. And Rob, it's crazy, the seminars, I know we talk about them a lot, but it really never gets old because honestly, there's just a ton of different scenarios. You would think, hey, this is just simple, one size fits all, piece of cake, no problem, right? But it's actually very much the opposite of that, and the fact that there are so many different scenarios that are unique to the type of insurance that the employer has that the person works for, whether they're going to continue working, travel habits, health conditions, you name it, all kinds of things. But as much as the scenarios are different, I will tell you, you know, as long as I've been doing this now, that the sentiments are the same. Overwhelmed, confused, I don't know who to trust. What are we going to do? And again, that's why we started this show almost 5 years ago, is to get out great education.
All right, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. We have a live advisor standing by until noon. MediConnectInsurance.com will tell you about the seminars. We're going to have more on redetermination and what's happening. It's all good. We're going to get it done for you. We want you to know that. But here's something else. So I see this massive story from CNBC about how this could change the face of obesity in our country. This could be a real game changer. And I was going to say, well, maybe we should bring this up. And lo and behold, on the script that our own Sean Horn has prepared for us, we're also covering how some weight loss drug makers are lobbying Medicare in order to prescribe and then be reimbursed by the government. This could be a huge break for many, especially those who are trying to gain access to medicines like Ozempic and Mounjaro. Explain that.
Yeah, so what they're finding is that some of these insulins that have been synthesized, if you will, for type 2 diabetics are actually causing weight loss when used as directed by a doctor, right? The problem is they are very expensive, but they are very expensive, you know, but what we want to do is we kind of dive into what's happening, because there was just a report by the Wall Street Journal actually on this very topic, and we're going to dive in that later in the show today too.
Well, how do you feel as having a daughter with type 1 diabetes when the big argument has been from those with diabetes saying, now we can't get the drug because people are using it? And this is something that really kind of goes back to Hollywood. This is where this first drug was being used for, because they had the money and people needed to lose weight quickly but safely. And one thing about it, if you follow your doctor's directions, this is an incredibly safe way to lose weight. It's not an amphetamine. It doesn't affect your eating habits to the point where you don't eat anything. Digestive issues aren't a problem. There are some possible side effects, but if you work with your doctor, it will be a good thing. But many people believe the stickler, not so much as though that the FDA would eventually maybe approve it for this, because sometimes one drug is used for something, more times than not, it's discovered that it can be used somewhere else.
But absolutely.
The big argument has been, hey, I'm a diabetic, I can't get my insulin. What's your thoughts of having a daughter with type 1 diabetes, good or bad? What do you think about this?
Well, I think we're actually talking about two separate things, right? Because you got your type 1 diabetics, which that's hereditary, right? So that's all your life-sustaining medications, insulins. And thank God they've come so far in the last 3 or 4 years. Some great things that were done by the previous president, carried on by the current president to, you know, get some of these life-sustaining insulins for $35 a month or less, right? Across all insurances. Now you have type 2 diabetics, right, who have to take, and there's been a lot of synthesizing of drugs and insulins over the last few years, you know, Trulicity. If you see commercials on them, you know, a lot of times if they're insulins, they're for type 2 diabetics. But to get to your question is, if you can get someone to not have all the other effects of diabetes by giving them something that helps them to lose weight, because that's one of the leading factors of type 2 diabetes is being overweight. If you have something that can help them lose the weight healthy as prescribed by a doctor, you're going to actually stem so many other issues, which we're going to jump into this a little bit more later in the show. But I think it's actually a great thing. I mean, again, prevention is always better than all the fallout when there's not prevention. Right, Rob?
Wegovy is another one that everybody's been talking about, and that seems to be more accessible. So what I think is going to happen, because it is business, and people do get paychecks from Big Pharma, and that's a good thing, but I think someone is going to be the first one to step up, and the door will be open. And I think, as in everything else, the rest will follow.
You need is one, right? You need a poster child. You know, Brian likes to say that a lot. You need one poster child, and then from there, you can make a whole poster board, right? A whole billboard of it.
That poster child, the first thing people are going to say, boy, you look good. Have you lost weight?
There you go. Look good, my friend.
Thank you. 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334. We're going to come back, and we got a lot to get to, including we're going to go this date in history. We've got our trivia question and more, and, of course, those seminars. But before we go to a break, because these seminars are so important, I know Lauren Uran was recently in Monaco. She gave one, and we want you to reach out, be a part of these, because you get a chance in real time, shake hands, press the flesh, sit down, get all of those questions answered, and you can see the professionals at MediConnect go to work. So tell everybody where you're going to be, and I'll tell them how they can hook up.
Sounds great. So May 9th, we're going to be at the AHN McCandless Hospital on Duncan Avenue in Pittsburgh. On the 16th, we'll be at the Holiday Inn in Irwin, very popular location for us. The 23rd, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn in Monroeville Boulevard in Monroeville. The 25th of May, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn Greentree. And then on the 31st of May, the Cranberry Public Library on 2525 Rochester Road. And Rob, let me just say real quick before you give the times of the seminars and number and everything, but it never ceases to amaze me how important this really is. Again, I know for us doing the show every week, sometimes it feels repetitive, but I had a lady reach out to me this week, yesterday via text. My husband's turned 65 in November. He's currently on my insurance, but he wants to work a year longer. And I could actually just sense the panic even in her text messages of, I don't know what's going on. And that's what these seminars do. 12 months ahead of time, we're going to give you so much peace of mind, the timeline, the budget, everything. We're going to simplify this process for people. And that's one of the things that I'm really passionate about.
All right. So what you need to do, 888-818-MEDI. You can call right now and say, I want to be at AHN McCandless, the Holiday Inn North Huntington, the Holiday Inn Monroeville, Holiday Inn Greentree, or at Cranberry Public Library. They all begin at 6 from May 9th to the 16th, the 23rd, the 25th, and 31st. And again, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-MEDI, or call 888-818-6334 or go to MediConnectInsurance.com. You click on the seminars tab. You can reserve your space. They're free, but you do have to reserve your seat. We'll come back. This date in history, our trivia question and more. And in that third segment, we're going to be taking your calls. He is none other than Lance O'Brien. I'm Rob Pratt. This is MediConnect, the inside connection on KDKA. Good morning. All right, we're back with Lance O'Brien, MediConnectInsurance.com. Of course, 888-818, bridging that healthcare gap, the inside connection. Those advisors, you can set up an appointment. There is never a charge for their services until noon. It happens to be April 29th, and on this date in history, some things that really shaped our history.
I'm really glad that you talk about what we do, because I don't really do that much anymore. I probably should, but I appreciate it. I mean, again, we love what we do. We love helping people, making this process simple. never a cost, all the major carriers. We're going to give you a true insight on what's a Medigap, what's a Medicare Listen, Advantage,
Brian,
all of that.
Brian doesn't sign my paychecks, but I feel as though he's my boss. So I got to make him proud. Go ahead.
There you go. So this date in history, we'll have a little bit of fun before we jump into some more of the topics that we previewed. April 29th, 1789. We're going way back. George Washington was inaugurated as the first president of the United States. So almost 250 years ago, event took place in Federal Hall in New York City. On this date, again, April 29th, 1945, the U.S. 7th Army liberated tens of thousands of inmates at the Nazi concentration camp in Dachau. So obviously a difficult time in our world's history, but great light at the end of the tunnel. How about this? Happy birthday to Jerry Seinfeld, turned 69 years old today.
That's hard to believe.
It is hard to believe. Do you have a favorite Seinfeld memory?
Listen, I've made this known. Because of the pandemic and not really going anywhere anymore, basically when I work during the week, I go home after work, maybe make a cocktail, and I'll YouTube some of these old shows that I never watched because I was going full throttle in the 80s and 90s. I mean, gut-busting laughter.
Yeah.
The soup Nazi, all that stuff.
That's the one episode I know. No soup for you.
Yeah, listen, love it. Kramer busting through that door, doing all the things that he does. And I just can't say enough. And George, of course, talking to the mythical character portrayed of George Steinbrenner, where you always saw the back of his head. Yeah. I'm telling you, there's just so many. And he's such an incredible stand-up comedian, but he did it right. 11 years out, never went back, living off the residuals. And comedians in cars drinking coffee, Netflix, I hope that they come back with that. That's been some of the best television I've ever seen.
Yeah, so great show. Definitely a classic. Another tough time in our history here. This day, 1992, the riots broke out in L.A. due to the Rodney case where officers were acquitted. 5 years ago, another TV one, The Simpsons. I've never seen an episode of The Simpsons. Is that crazy? I don't know if you have or not.
No, I haven't.
Okay. The Simpsons aired their 636th episode, which surpassed Gunsmoke to become the longest-running scripted primetime show on TV in the United States history.
This may be folklore, but it's pretty credible. When they were filming that scene, the opening scene of Gunsmoke, where they stand and, you know, Marshall Dillon outdraws the bad guy, they needed a stuntman. And they said, look, we'll give you 100. But every time this runs, we'll give you another 100.
Wow.
So the family is still making money today on every single time that show runs. That family gets $100. So you figure during the day around the world, that's a few thousand dollars.
Yeah,
they're
making a couple bucks, right? So now 745 episodes have run. So that leads us to today's trivia question. For all of our listeners out there, $15 gas card. Gunsmoke moved to Monday nights at 7:30 to make up for slumping ratings. So even a show that was on and as popular as that had slumping ratings in 1967, it jumped to number 4 after that. What show was removed from CBS's schedule to make room for Gunsmoke? So what show was removed from CBS's schedule to make room for Gunsmoke back on 1967?
And by the way, the number to dial, 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020. You're getting in a $15 gas card. Then Sean do this on purpose, where he's not putting the answers on the script, so I won't screw it up. he just wants to leave me.
It's actually
like
on the next page, I think.
Oh, is it?
I think it's on the next page, my friend.
I'm going to take a peek because no kidding.
Yeah, seriously.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I never got that. All right, go ahead. So what else? Let's talk.
So let's jump into this redetermination. Again, our phone has been ringing a lot off the hook about this. Let's just refresh everyone what's going on. So basically, during the pandemic, people that were on Medicaid, which Medicaid provides financial assistance to individuals at certain income levels, which can also affect their health insurance. So someone that goes on Medicaid can get a health insurance assistance. If someone has Medicare and Medicaid, it helps back up or act like their private insurance when it comes to their health care, Rob. So during the pandemic, the federal government basically told all the states that you are not allowed to make people redetermine. Right? Because if their income goes up, if their assets go up, which could have happened very easily during the pandemic, right, because of all the the stimulus checks and everything that was going on, federal government said you couldn't do that, right? So what happened is there was a ballooning of the number of people that were on the Medicaid systems throughout all the states, which was really creating a tax on the states ultimately. Well, earlier this year, they were like, we got to start rolling this back. And that's exactly what happened. In the state of Pennsylvania, beginning of April, Rob, people that have Medicaid have to fill out their paperwork to redetermine to whether they're still eligible or not. And there's going to be hundreds of thousands of people that were previously eligible that are no longer eligible. So there's going to be massive financial implications to the individual, right? There's going to be massive implications to the state. But there's also going to be health insurance issues in here. So one, you're going to have people that have Medicaid right now that are going to lose it that are pre-65, don't have Medicare through disability. They're going to need health insurance that they've had at no cost at this point in time. So they're going to need someone to help them with the Affordable Care Act to see what other options are there. And we don't talk about it as much on this show, but Rob, we help a lot of people with the Affordable Care Act, the penny system here in Pennsylvania. Very confusing, overwhelming, figuring out the tax credits, everything's, you know, silver, gold, bronze, what do I do? So that's one of the ways that we've been assisting people. The other way is you have a lot of people that have Medicare with their Medicaid, right? Maybe they only collect Social Security. They never had any kind of a pension in the job they worked. Maybe they didn't work, right? Their husband worked and, you know, they just don't have the resources. Now they're losing their Medicaid eligibility. Two big implications here, Rob. First one is if you have Medicaid and Medicare, Medicaid pays your Part B premium. So what the average standard person would pay, $165 a month, the state pays that. So they're going to lose that. So they're going to get another bill. Think of it this way, Rob. They may be making $1,300, $1,400 a month. It's going to put them above the Medicaid threshold. Now 10% of their money is going to go to pay for that Part B premium.
So let me ask you this, and I don't think we've talked about this before. Do they alert you? How do you find out when it comes to redetermination?
Right. So what's happening is they're going to be getting a letter, and a lot of people don't really open their mail. They're just kind of like, they chuck it. This isn't important. This doesn't matter to me. You got to be opening your mail. If you have Medicaid right now, that PACE card, or not the PACE card, you have the yellow access or the green access card. If you have a card that says community health choices on it, that most likely means you have some part of Medicaid. You want to open your mail. Once they get that mail, Rob, then they're going to have to fill out paperwork, give them their information of their monthly income, the assets they have, the number of people that live with them, and they got to get that paperwork turned back in. If they fail to turn in the paperwork, Rob, guess what happens?
What happened? Nope.
They get removed.
Well, then listen, should somebody who's listening to this right now going, okay, you threw that out. Should they, can they just call, set up an appointment with you, no charge for the services, and they can tell you what they have, or you can research so they know to either look for it or if they've missed it or what they need to do? Should they do that? Because right now, you know, at least 15 people who this is concerning, if they're listening right now, half of them are going, oh my.
Yeah, I think it's not just the people that are listening, it's their parents, right? Because some of the people that are listening, they have parents that are on Medicaid.
So ask mom and dad.
Yeah, they're going to want to see what mom and dad's situation. So yes, call us. We can help them walk through the process of the redetermination. We help people fill out the paperwork if they need to. We can point them in the right direction. And then once the paperwork's filled out and they get a decision, Rob, on whether they're still qualified or not, if they need help picking out another plan, we're able to do that, whether it's the Affordable Care Act or Medicare. So we really can take them through the whole scenario.
All right. So Gunsmoke moved Monday at 7:30 to make up for slumping ratings in 67. The move worked as it jumped to number 4 in the ratings. What show was removed from the CBS schedule to make room for Marshall Dillon? If you think you know it, 412-922-1020. Someone's going to win a $15 gas card, and you will be shocked and amazed on the show that was replaced. Okay, let's tell you one more time about these seminars. May 9th, AHN McCandless Hospital, Duncan Avenue, Pittsburgh. May 16th, they all begin at 6, Holiday Inn Irwin, North Huntington. May 23rd, Holiday Inn Monroeville Boulevard, Monroeville. May 25th, 6 p.m., Holiday Inn Greentree, Greentree Road, just a few miles from where we are here at KDKA. And then May 31st, 6 o'clock, beautiful Carnegie Public Library, Rochester Road, Cranberry Township. Again, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. You have to reserve your spot. It is free, but you've got to reserve it, or you can go to MediConnectInsurance.com. All right, and click on the seminars tab. What are we going to do when we come back? Take calls.
Yeah, we're going to hopefully get an answer to the trivia question. We'd love to answer your questions this morning. If you have any questions about your health insurance, the Medicaid redetermination, just anything in general, we'll answer those. We'll jump into a little bit more about the medications that are looking for approval through Medicare. So lots to get to still.
Yeah, we don't want to miss out that opportunity to give that gift card away. And by the way, must be a tough question because nobody's got it yet. So if you think you know it, we'd love to hear from you. David Bolorado, you're not eligible because he probably knows this. Speaking of Gunsmoke, it was moved to Monday at 7:30 to make up for slumping ratings in 1967. The move worked as it jumped to number 4 in the ratings. What show was removed from the CBS schedule to make room for Gunsmoke? 866-391-1020 is our number to get all of your questions answered about Medicare. But the contest line is 412-922-1020. We'll be back. All right, listen, this is a real treat because I have reeled in David Bolorado. And what did I say when I was, you know, relaying the trivia question to the audience again? I said, David, you don't qualify because you'll probably know this. This is the type of stuff that David and I enjoy talking about. So you give the question. We have Cynthia from Butler, who's the winner. She gets the $15 gas card. And then David is going to give you the backstory behind the winning answer.
He's going to drop some knowledge on us, right?
This is amazing stuff, but it's from the mind of our news anchor, David Bolorado. Pretty cool.
So what show was removed from Monday at 7:30 to make room for Gunsmoke back in 1967? Again, shout out to Cynthia from Butler, Gilligan's Island.
Yes, but here's the real story behind that. Go ahead, David.
So what had happened is Gunsmoke was canceled. Okay, so it was not going to be on the 67-68 primetime television schedule because it had fallen to about 28th in the ratings, 25th, 27th,
wow.
somewhere like that. It was close to falling out of the top 30. And so that was it. But then when she found out that it was canceled.
Who found out?
Babe Paley, who was the wife of Bill Paley, the founding chairman for CBS, talked to her husband about that and said, no, 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 no. So what happened is Gunsmoke got saved by Mrs. Paley, and then the only slot that they could find to put it in was Monday night at 7:30. And as you heard, the results in the rating were astounding because the show went from being towards the bottom of the top 30 to jumping up to the top
five
again.
Yeah, crazy.
And I think 1971 or 72, it was the number 2 rated program in television. And it stayed really in the top 25 until 74, 75, which was the season that Amanda Blake had left. And the show was just, it was on for 20 years at that point, and the end was near anyway.
And then they actually had these two-hour movies with him as Marshall Dillon later as well. But Bill Paley, just a giant of an individual when it comes to this brand that, you know, CBS Radio, CBS Television. But the last thing, for those of us who love those old shows from CBS, Quinn Martin, you may remember, did Barnaby Jones, they did Cannon. William Conrad, this is a great connection from the very stout, very lovable actor who had a bit to do with Marshall Dillon in his own right, right?
Right, sure. In April, I want to say April 24th, 1952, is when Radio Gunsmoke premiered. And you think about it, 52 is kind of late for a legendary program to have begun on radio, and it ran until 61. Mm-hmm. But William Conrad played Marshall Dillon on the radio version of Gunsmoke.
Last thing before we let him get back to the news, because he's good at that too. You know who introduced James Arness before they, he knows, just relax, Dave, you know. He introduced him. He said, I really want you to enjoy this guy. I've worked with him before. He's a real talent. He was actually in the movie The Searchers with him before he became Marshall Dillon, John Wayne.
Really?
On CBS television, introduced James Arness in the very first episode before they rolled Gunsmoke.
You know, I'm smiling over here so much. just because I hope I know as much about Medicare as you guys know about this stuff.
But one thing's for sure, if you know what we're talking about, you need Medicare.
There you go.
All right. Exactly. Good stuff, David.
Thanks, David.
All right. Now, listen, we're going to open the phone lines up. 866. Did you tell them what type of candy bar you wanted?
Snickers, Reese's, whatever. That'll work.
My man's just having one of those days, so we're going to give him a little sugar to get him through the rest of the show. So I just gave David a few bucks to go buy him a candy bar. But anyway, 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Any questions you may have? What would be some of the big questions people may be wanting to know about redetermination or anything else we're talking about?
Yeah, so I think, again, the biggest questions we get, obviously, from people relate around, when should I get on to Medicare? You know, do I have to do this? I have people telling me this. Is this true or not true, right? A lot of it's around getting on to Medicare. But there's still a lot of confusion, Rob, about when people can make decisions. I mean, people right now can, if they're having trouble with their coverage and they're on a Medicare Advantage plan, they can enroll in a five-star plan, Rob. There's a lot of five-star plans are the highest rated plans in Medicare because they've reached the pinnacle of coverage. Medicare gives people the opportunity one time every year to enroll in that type of plan. So, like, if you're not happy with your coverage right now on Medicare and you feel like, man, I'm stuck for the next 8 months, or maybe your doctor changed, or maybe your health changed and you need access to another benefit, people are always asking us, can I still make a change? And yes, there's still opportunity to make changes. That's why the live advisors are so important, 888-818-6334.
You know, the other thing that people, I'm sure, get concerned about, because you get set in your ways when you get to be my age, okay? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, your physician retires because you've grown with that physician.
Yes.
And now you're like, right away, panic sets in. This new physician, am I going to be covered by Medicare? So I just think you should open up a line of communications. You should call, become a member of MediConnect, so these questions won't be so burdensome because your answer is just a phone call away.
Yeah, you actually bring up a good point, Rob. I think you should have a trusted advisor.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because then...
Just like your financial advisor.
Exactly. Because then when these things happen, it's not a panic thing. You just pick up the phone, you ask a question, you know who to go to. And again, that's what we're really trying to do at MediConnect, is build a place where people can have an experience as a client where they know they can trust the information because it's coming from people who are so inundated into the industry too, that they actually care about the people that they work with, that their decisions matter, and that we're going to allow it to be their decision. Like, I want anybody I've ever talked to, I've wanted to give them enough information where they could make a great decision that they felt comfortable and had peace of mind about, right? And that's what we train all of our advisors to do, right?
All right. We're going to tell, again, everyone where they're going to be with these great seminars. So I'm going to handle this for our buddy Lance, and we'll get back to it. And again, if you have any questions and you want to talk to us about some of the things we're talking about, especially this redetermination, you can call us at 866-391-1020. All of our lines are available. So May 9th, just around the bend, AHN McCandless, that's on Duncan Avenue. All of these seminars begin at 6. May 16th at 6, Holiday Inn Irwin, North Huntington. May 23rd, again at 6, Monroeville Boulevard, the Holiday Inn, Monroeville. May 25th, Holiday Inn Greentree, Greentree Road. And then May 31st, a few days after Memorial Day, Cranberry Public Library, Rochester Road. The number is 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Call now. Our advisors are there till noon. Reserve your space. The space is free, but you have to reserve it. Or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. Lance.
Back to what we kind of talked about briefly in the first segment of what's happening with some of these insulins that are being used to help people with weight loss. So the Wall Street Journal just reported that drug lobbyists connected with the manufacturers of Ozempic and Mounjaro, right, are in talks with Medicare to actually assist with obesity, okay, where these would now become, because in order for it to be covered, it's got to be approved by Medicare to be covered for this type of thing for obesity. It's covered for type 2 diabetes, right? But not yet approved or allowable just for obesity itself. So lawmakers don't really want to extend Medicare coverage for that, but the lobbyists are really working at it. And again, you think about, Rob, what could happen as people lose weight. the need for joint replacement, cardiac issues, again, diabetes treatment, all of those things take a back seat if they're able to, in a healthy way, lose weight. And I just think this is really, really important.
Listen, I got to tell you, I've been very fortunate. And for the most part, I've maintained. But in recent years, I have gained some weight, as we all do in life. And, you know, I've been on a really good program with my doctors since the end of November, and I have lost weight. Never have any major health issues. I've had the typical surgeries that we all have, a knee, ankle, things of that nature. But pretty much good nutrition habits, except for the last few years, and always some sort of a workout regimen. But the one thing that was starting to concern me was my blood pressure was going up. And I never had blood pressure issues, but when you gain 50 pounds, 60 pounds, you're going to have issues.
Yep.
So I've lost some weight. The last time I was with my physician, my blood pressure was perfect.
That's awesome.
So that's what comes from losing weight. And I am a senior. And if you can help people like me lose weight safely, and I won't mention the name, but I was talking to a very famous obesity surgeon who does bariatric surgery. And we were just having a nonchalant conversation outside the station. And he said, I said, what's the latest? What's going on? He said, you're not going to believe this, but there's a real game changer out there. If we can just push it over the finish line, we're going to have to see what happens. But I think it could really change the course of people who are struggling. And let's face it, it's not because people are gluttons or they just don't want to listen. Hey, some people, no fault of their own, just have weight issues from day one and cannot lose weight and have tried every fad diet there is. And a big pharma can make a difference. And as I've said before, many of the medicines, the statins and others that we use, were being used for one thing, and they've discovered it to be used for something else. If Ozempic, Mounjaro, and others can be used, and Medicare can get together with these drug companies, do you realize the lives that we're going to extend in America? And the road really leads through MediConnect.
Yeah, I mean, again, we can help people, you know, understand what is available to them, help them get access to it. And what's funny, Rob, is this is not a conversation that just started 2 months ago or 3 months ago. I actually had a client of mine probably 2.5, 3 years ago who's an active, avid listener of this show, who I had, when I was back meeting with people in their homes, she was telling me about she was put on a specific insulin for weight loss because she was exercising, she was doing all these things, and she was struggling, and this really helped her to lose the weight, and she was starting to feel better than she had felt in years.
Listen, I've always been a fan of medicine. I love hosting Medical Frontiers Monday night, or co-hosting, if you will, with Dr. Pfeiffer. I learned so much. My friends at the Allegheny Health Network, UPMC, Heritage Valley, I'm a high school graduate, but I think you never stop learning, and I think Big Pharma does so much good. I've had arguments with people who have been concerned over the vaccine, but you know as well as I do know, Lance, we've all lost friends, gone through it because of the pandemic. I really believe they saved a lot of lives, and I think what we're talking about here could be such a game changer because you've dealt with diabetes firsthand with your daughter. I see so many people later in life, they lose their eyesight, they lose limbs because they gain weight. They're not as mobile. They get old. If this can keep people on the right track without strenuous exercise and starving and all of the fad diets, it is safe. If they do more research and it gets approved by the FDA, I can't even imagine what this is going to do for people. It's going to give them their life back.
Absolutely. And again, we have our health, right? Because there's one thing you can't replace, right? Is your health, right?
You know? Especially when you've worked your whole life, this is when you're supposed to enjoy life, right?
Exactly. Oh. Absolutely. So also another good resource, just want to get it out there real quick, is Mark Cuban's Cost Plus Pharmacy. There's some great help with prescription costs there, you know, and I think people, if they're having prescription issues, they really need to check it out.
I love Mark Cuban. I guess he is saying to Elon Musk, the blue check, you should have charged $100. People would have paid it. And you'd have made some money.
There you go.
The guy's always thinking outside the box, and he's one of our own. Absolutely love. Cost Plus, you got to check it out. Take a break. We'll come back. Much more. Final segment. Lance O'Brien, Rob Pratt. This is MediConnect, the inside connection. All right, we're back. Lance O'Brien is here. I'm going to go over those seminar dates and times, locations one more time before we leave today. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. But I want to take care of Will. He is calling from Steubenville, and he's got a question for Lance O'Brien on the Inside Connection, of course, MediConnect. Go ahead, Will.
Yes, do you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. Go ahead.
Hey, Will.
Awesome. The reason why I was calling is a lot. The concept of having Medicaid expiring sounds rather alarming. I was wondering, is this information only good for Pennsylvania? Or they know Pittsburgh you guys are pretty much like a bedroom. You're like kind of like the big city from like Morgantown, like from West Virginia side, and from Steubenville, like Ohio. Like our major cities are like Youngstown and
right.
Columbus, which is actually Pittsburgh is the closer of the major cities when it comes to that. So I was wondering, I'm figuring that Medicaid may be expiring sometime in Ohio. I was wondering if there was a way to find out.
It's actually it's a great question. I'm glad you asked it. It's across all states, right? So when the pandemic happened, the federal government told every state that they couldn't cause any of the individual states to redetermine. Now that process has begun and it's rolling out state to state. So I would actually look at your local Department of Human Services, Health and Human Services. I know they started 10 states in the month of April for the redetermination. I'm not positive if the state of Ohio is in that grouping. But if you want to call the office later this week, we can get that information. But no, this is a nationwide thing. It's a really big deal.
And does your organization, are you like a membership fee organization?
No membership, no, none of that. You know, we just try to get great information out to people to make the best decisions they can around their health care.
Hey, Will, if you want to follow up with them, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. So let me do these seminars before we get out of here, and then we might as well finish this with this redetermination. So you have any concerns, you should be calling today. They're there till noon. You can call them right now, real time. Real people standing by, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Now, for these seminars, what you need to do, you have to go to MediConnectInsurance.com, click on the seminars tab to reserve your space. It is free, but you have to reserve it, or you can call 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Before I give Lance the final few minutes in today's broadcast, May 9th, all of these start at 6. AHN McCandless Hospital, Duncan Avenue, Pittsburgh. May 16th, Holiday Inn Irwin, North Huntington. May 23rd, Holiday Inn Monroeville Boulevard, Monroeville. Another Holiday Inn, May 25th, just down the road from where we are here at KDKA in Greentree Road. And also May 31st, Cranberry Public Library, Rochester Road, Cranberry, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Go ahead, Lance.
Yeah, just any questions you have around your Medicare, going to be new to Medicare in the next 12 months, you definitely want to get to one of those seminars. We give you a great overview of what is Part A and Part B, what do they cost, what do they cover, why do I need private insurance, how do I avoid penalties, when can I make decisions, how does drug coverage work with Medicare. It's a great hour of information. Most people who come will then sit down with us to go over their specific situation, and we really help build the timeline, the budget, everything that you're going to need as you're moving towards age 65 or retirement. Again, if you're already on Medicare, not really happy with your coverage right now, have questions about your coverage, don't have somebody consistent that you can talk to about your coverage, you want to give us a call. Live Advisors now throughout the week, 888-818-6334. Again, the Medicaid redetermination. If you are on Medicaid right now, if you have parents, siblings, you want to give us a call. We can help you work through the process. We just want to give you the best information that we can. And then, Rob, we can't finish the show today without talking about the draft.
I know.
Right? You know, so Steelers dipped into the Georgia well. Twice, it looks like. What I liked most about the draft, at least from what I can see, is they got really good value at every pick. If you look at the tight end that they got at the end of the third round, was ranked in the top 40 prospects in the draft. The offensive tackle looks like he's going to be amazing for them. So exciting. What do you think?
Well, listen, we're going to talk all about it tomorrow on the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. We're actually going to dedicate the entire second hour. But the best part of all, the greatest and winningest coach in the history of the NFL. They think that he is done. Far from it. He pulled off a savvy move just to let the Jets know. So you want to bring in a perennial future Hall of Famer, maybe one of the greatest to ever play the game, to shock the world in the AFC East. Well, that big left tackle that you wanted out of Georgia, I think I'll just give that pick to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you're going to have to wait.
There you go.
So Broderick Jones is now a member of your Pittsburgh Steelers. And Joey Porter's son being here didn't have to go far for that first press conference. And I'll tell you, this Darnell Washington, this tight end, 6'6", 265, what a great addition for Freiermuth and company. And, I mean, how can you argue? I mean, they did everything. And then they got Keenan Bennett from Wisconsin, who's a big nose tackle.
Yeah.
I'm loving it, man. I think Omar Khan did a great job.
I think it's one of their best drafts in the last few years, for sure. I think the tight end is actually going to be a big surprise. So excited about it.
Listen,
for them.
I think Freiermuth is great.
Yeah, he is.
But he's had a lot of concussions.
Yep.
And you fear that he might have another. Hopefully he doesn't. But I think this guy, how can you not put him in the lineup? He ran, a 4.8 40. He's 265 pounds. He's almost 6'7". And he's like a block of granite. I was watching him catch and run with the football. Everybody talks about his blocking ability. He gets the football, and he turns up the field with authority. And when you get in that guy's way, you better make sure you hit him in the right place.
You're going to be a new kind of bus.
He is. And the other thing they did, another move on part of Omar Khan, they gave away the 80th pick in the third and dropped to number 93 where they got Washington, but they got their fourth round back,
yep.
pick back.
Yeah, so a lot of great moves. Obviously, the big question we all know this year is going to be, how does Pickett develop? You know, does he take that next step? They get him some protection. They get him some more weapons. What's going to happen with his development?
But, you know, you're not really talking about the big story, the Pirates. Doubleheader today, 105-605 Washington, 10 games above 500. And the best part, the Derek Shelton Show on 93.7 The Fan is brought to you by MediConnect.
There you go. You know what? I'm excited. And that is really exciting. I mean, man, I love what I do, right? You know, it's great, you know.
Especially that I'm 66.
We're going to make it simple for you, buddy. But I love that the Pirates are actually spending a little bit of money to keep some of their people.
Well, according to Mr. Nutting, and we're going to talk about this tomorrow, he said they're just beginning. And yeah. That's the largest contract of any Pirate that Brian Reynolds just signed.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's good to see. There's some excitement. I love going to the ballpark. You know, it's a beautiful setting. It's great to have a team that's competitive. So exciting. They get O'Neill Cruz back. I know it's still going to be a while, but get him back, you know.
Well, here's the – and you wish him nothing but the best, but the big story, they're winning without him.
Yeah, yeah.
And guys like Sawinski, who we're going to talk about tomorrow, Andrew McCutchen, they're having great years.
Yeah, they really are.
And the starting pitching, Mitch Keller, 10 strikeouts against the Dodgers. Life's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, listen, take care. I know it's been a rough week for you, but hopefully that – what kind of candy bar does he get you?
He got me a Snickers, man. We're going to find out if it really satisfies. Should I do some advertising?
Yeah. You're not yourself anymore. All right, Joe Pesci. That's a great Snickers ad, by
the way.
There you
go.
Listen, take care, okay?
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Listen, they won't let you down. They'll get you where you need to go. And that redetermination, if you have any questions or concerns, call them. You can do it right now. They're there until noon today. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. We'll be back.